Chapter 26. I can hardly get the key in the lock. My hands are shaking, shaking like crazy. I hold the key with my steady hand, but I still drop it. Miss Jackson, our neighbor, has a bunch of dogs that are barking like mad, growling like they want to come tear me to pieces. Where's that key? I scream in my head. My knee is still bleeding while I'm crawling around looking for the key. When Miss Jackson sticks her head out the window, shushing them dogs, I keep real still, still as stone. Miss Jackson's looking to see why her dogs are so excited. She misses seeing me and slams her window shut. Them dogs know I'm here, though. They start barking again, jumping against the fence like they're trying to knock it down and come for me. Them dogs would eat you alive if they could. I finally find the key, but then I drop it again. How am I going to explain this to Mama? Tell her I set fire to a classroom. Finally, I let myself inside. I take off my shoes, put them near the couch, then head upstairs, real slow. But them old wooden steps, they talk. Every time I set foot on one, it tells on me. They creak like crazy. So I step real soft. I put my foot down easy as a baby going down for a nap. I get 3 steps out of the way. 4, 5. Mama is still snoring. 9. I hear Mama turning over, talking in her sleep. 10. The last step. Almost home free. My heart is beating hard. My breath is coming out of me like I just run 10 blocks. The last step is the worst. It creaks the loudest. I walk right on past Mama's room. Then the phone rings. Rings louder than I ever heard it before. And here I am, standing in the hall right next to Mama's bedroom. I hurry up and get in my room. I grab hold of the phone and peel off my clothes at the same time. "Your Mama up, girl?" Miss Jackson says. Oh, my God, I think, kicking my clothes under the bed. Big Mouth Jackson seen everything. "No, Miss Jackson. Mama's knocked out of sleep. Better call back later," I say. Mama comes out of nowhere. "How am I going to sleep with all this racket?" she says, scaring me so bad I almost drop the phone. I swallow hard. "Is that phone for me?" Mama grabs the phone and starts fussing with Miss Jackson. Miss Jackson can't hear too good, so Mama is yelling. It sounds like Mama promised to take her to the doctor on her day off tomorrow. Miss Jackson's got the wrong day and wants Mama to take her this morning. But Mama tells her she's working today. They start to argue. Mama's talking to me and Miss Jackson at the same time. "Turn over and go back to sleep," Mama says to me, fixing my covers. I turn over and promise God that if He gets me out of this mess, I will never do anything like this again. Mama starts to say something else to me, but she's too busy arguing with Miss Jackson.